Okay, I have some very bad news for you this morning. Very bad news for you. Quote, this is from Rabbi Herman. Many pizza shops and similar establishments serve spicy fries. These fries often contain flour that may be chadash.
Wow.
That's bad enough. Wait, gets worse. That potential chadash problem is compounded by the fact that these establishments use the same oil for other fried foods that contain no chadash ingredients. Therefore, all French fries in such establishments have a possibility of containing chadash flour. This is really serious. Till now, what? Why a bottle? The oil has the flour in it. Why would it be bottled? Well, we're talking about the deep fryer. So the deep fryer has in it spicy fries which have flour in them. So, but the oil is trapped. Oil is cooked with the flour. It's trapped bad. Come kick it, rice. Okay, now if you what? I ruined your whole day. Wait, I'm not finished. I'll give it to you afterwards.
No, I usually get his emails.
But no, this is in his pamphlet. This is in his booklet. Okay. You ready? Another problem that has been found regards the use of the oven to heat Yashar and Chadash in the same oven at the same time. For example, in shops with Hashgacha for Yashan only certifies the pizza, other non-Yashan items should not share the same oven. Sometimes the pitas, they put the pitas in the oven before they... So if the pita, if one is Yashan and one is Chadash, you have bigger problems now. But it doesn't have, if they touch the oven, then even dryably it goes to a keli. Why does it get burnt out? You have all these coolest that have no source. This is sort of Rabbi Herman's booklet, 3.2.1. He has sections and subsections, etc. All right, now that we have started on a good foot, let's learn a kula.
I never read the fine.
You never read the fine print. You're very smart. Promise you came here on Sunday.
I don't go so much to the
All right, so we'll learn the kulas now. Okay, we're up to Sif Gimel. We're up to Sif Gimel. We have discussed, I mentioned as an introduction, that there are three possible kulas, reasons that we are makel, or that Jews in Ashkenazi communities have been makel for centuries on Chodosh. And there are three possible reasons. Each of the three is questionable, but the three together is maybe something that a person can rely on. We learned two of them when we last learned the week before Purim. And today we're going to learn the third. To review the first two kulas. The first kula was that there's a dispute if Chadash in Chutz Laretz is a Deraisa or Derabanan. If it's a Derabanan, since our flour is Safek, all the flour by us is a Safek if it's Chadash or Yashan. So by Sveik is Safek Derabanan is Lakula. This is the first reason to be Makel. You'll find it in Taz at the end of the Simen. We didn't look at the Taz inside. The Taz at the end of the Simen says, why are Jews Makel in Chutz Laretz? Because it's Safek Derabanan Lakula. The weakness in this argument is that the Rambam, Rosh, and Rif all Paskin Deraisa. And those three Gedalei Apoy, usually when the Rambam, Rosh, and Rif agree on something, we go with them. But the Maril brings that Minig B'nai Ashkenaz was to be Mekel, like the Sefer HaTrumas. The Sefer HaTrumas doesn't counterbalance the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. But Afal Pi Kein, he brings that was the Minig in Chutz Laretz by cases of Sveikas.
Weakness.
Another weakness is whether today it's considered a suffix or not, if it's Eshel Levar or Legamri or not. Okay, so that was kula number one. Kula number two was the Bach's Kula. The Bach's Kula, which was quoted in the Shach, said that a Goyish, a farmer, if a Goyish, a farmer owns the flour, that you're allowed to be Mekel on, there's no Issachadosh on things grown by a non-Jewish farmer in Chutz Laretz. Now the Bach Shita, the Shach, and we'll have later in the Taz, they disagree with this Kula. And nevertheless, I mentioned to you last week, the Hasidim are Seimachani, because the Baal Shem Tov, as I read to you from the Baal Shem Al Taira last time, the Baal Shem Tov had a dream in which he was told that, I'm just quoting, that the Bach will be in Gehenna unless you rely on him, whatever that means exactly. And when he woke up in the morning, the Baal Shem Tov sent for Chadash and ate it. He said, "Bizarre, I took the Bach out of Gehenna." I'm just quoting. And nobody wants the Bach to be in Gehenna, so therefore, it's a second Kula. Now, I don't think the Bach has the Gehenna problem, but the Lamaisa, it's a Kula, which is a dispute. It's a disputed Kula. But since it's a Baal Shem Tov, the Chassidim in general are makel on this topic. So that's Kula number two. Now, we all care, but we don't worry so much about dreams that say he's going to get him. Besides, the Baal Shem Tov took him out of Gehenna already. He's out already, so... Well, it depends what they say. Now, there is a third Kula, which is really the major Kula, which is the Ramah, because it's a Ramah Shulchan Aruch. It's always a better Kula than a Bach or a Taz. And that we are going to learn, we're going to learn today. Yes, that Kula assumes that in Chutz Laretz, in the United States, the land is owned by non-Jews, the land on which wheat is grown. It will be owned by Jews, indeed, it would be a serious problem. Now, before we get to the third Kula, we must learn the halacha whether Chadash is a Dovash Yeshoy Matirin. Okay, you'll see why it's important. And that is the following. There's a rule that by a Suffolk, even a Safed Rabbanu Lekula, would not makel by a Dovar Shiesh Lematirin. The example of the Gemara is that an egg which a chicken lays on Shabbos or on Yom Tif is Muktzah. An egg that's laid on Yom Tif, because what are you going to do with a raw egg on Shabbos anyway? But an egg that's laid on Shabbos or Yom Tif is Muktzah because it's Noilud, literally. The question is, what about a suffek? Someone goes over to the chicken coop and finds an egg. It's a suffek to Rabbana. So the Gemara says in Masechta Speya that suffek to Rabbana lekula, but not by Yadav Shoshe Matirin. You can wait with the egg and eat it after Yom Tov. You don't have to rely on Sveikas. So even though suffek to Rabbana lekula, why rely on suffek to Rabbana lekula? Atcher techled will be iser. Before you eat it today and have to come on to a kula, techlenu beheter, wait till tomorrow. That's called the Dovish Yesha Matir. So the argument is that by Chadash, it's a Dovish Yesha Matir. What are you going to do? You're going to eat Chadash today, put it away, and wait till after the Omer, and then you'll be allowed to eat it beheter, actually techlenu beheser, techlenu beheter. That is the Hashkafa Rishayna, that it's a Dovash Yesha Matirin. Look at Taz Aleph. Taz Aleph discusses Bittel. Asa Lecho Chadash, Nirali, Isha Shanilusha Bishmarim Shal Chadash. And a dough that was kneaded by using Shmarim Shal Chadash, using as the yeast sediment that has in it Chadash. Asa Kala Isa. Bittel should work. The yeast is less than a 60th of the dough. Betray time. He says two reasons. Chat. Hayimitzilu b'gemara perikay mami d'bishem Rabbeinu Tam b'malchut kasei Rabbeinu Chanal b'shvari yain d'asazel l'shaynay. Im nostam b'isa kol isa asura. D'chol midid l'tam avid afil abel afloi batel. Hayim pasu shulchan arkuf chav gimels desvav le'el. First of all, he says, you know, even without maimon, the fact that it's put in to give taste, it's not bottle. It's Number one, it's a negeah to us, it's a negeah to his case. Shein is the havalei chadash tovi sheishem etiyun after lebel aflei batal. Now this is going to, if you hold like this, Taz, we have a problem. All our sveikis, Savad Rabbanah, is not going to help. Because, Tzadav Shishem Atiri, Kamashu Kasim Arash, Lin Shechesh Nasim Messiah, etc. So what is, well, you don't have to buy them, you can buy them 6 months. The Shaila is, if it's Tzadav Shishem Atiri.
Could you explain what Tzadav Shishem Atiri is?
Okay, Davish Shabbatir, again, is something which you can eat beheter later. You don't eat be'isr now. You don't use Safi Drabana Lakula now if you could be Mekka later.
I want to eat now and later also.
Okay, I have to put that aside. We have to get to that. So you're right. Now, there are a couple of arguments back if it's a Davar Shiesh Matirin. And it's important to designate if Zadosh is Matirin or not, because the whole Ramos Kula that we will learn shortly turns on whether this is Zadosh is Matirin. There's a Mardechai also in Be'ah. And the Mardechai says the following rule. He says Zadosh is Matirin is only something which will become Mutter and remain Mutter forever. Something that's Chayzer Li'isurai. Something that will become mutter, but later will become usher again. For example, chametz. He gives an example of chametz. We know, we knowing that chametz asr b'mashehu. Why does chametz asr b'mashehu? See, are those who said, because it's a davar shiesh matirin. Chametz falls into a taruvis, it's mutter after Pesach. It's certainly not a taruvis, it's mutter after Pesach. So it's a davar shiesh matirin. So to Mordechai, nothing doing. Chametz is not a Dosh Yesh HaMatirin. It's Chayzali Surai. Next Pesach, this Chametz comes back. And the Mardechai holds, the Svara for it, I'm not going to get into now. The Mardechai, based on a riff in Chulin, says that somebody that's Chayzali Surai is not a Dosh Yesh HaMatirin. That is the riff. That's the riff. The Mardechai brings this. Teich Devarav, he says Chadosh as well. That Chadosh also, it's not a Davar Shiesh HaMatirin, because it's Chayzer Li'isurai, the Issa comes back.
When does it come back?
Next year is an Issa Chadosh.
This one is not coming back again.
good. Okay. So the Pri Chadosh brings this Mardechai, says, what are you talking about? This wheat that you have today becomes mutter, and this will never be Chayzer Li'isurai. Next year's crop will have an iser. It's not chametz. The same bottle of whiskey, which is Davar Shiesh HaMatirin after Pesach, that bottle of whiskey next Pesach is Chayzer Li'isurai. The same chametz. It's Chayzer Li'isurai next year, but this chadash that I have now. It's never Chayzer Li'isurai. It sounds like the Mordechai missed the beat. The whole cheshbin is wrong. Gevaldig. So the Ur Sameach says a beautiful pshat in the Mordechai. Because the Mordechai, he says it's Chayzer Li'isurai, kind of Chayzer Li'isurai. Two weeks ago, I spoke out Ur Sameach's Claire. Is Chadosh an Issa Chefza or an Issa Gavra? The clear was, is Chadosh like the Vela? It's an object of Isser. Or is it an Issa Gavra, like eating on Yom Kippur? Eating on Yom Kippur, it's an Issa on the person. Not an Issa on the Chefza. The person is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. He is Mitzadeh, the Chadosh is an Issa Gavra. Not Kamina that I mentioned last time. That it's an Issa Gavra. He says, "Knows the person, the Issa on a person to eat Chadosh. That's Pshat in the Mordechai. It's Chayzer Li'isurai. What's Chayzer Li'isurai? You're asking, this Chadosh is not Chayzer Li'isurai, but this Chadosh is not Chetzin Li'isurai anyway. The Gavra has an Issa Chadosh. This Chadosh on the Gavra is Chayzer Li'isurai. It comes back. The same Isser that he has now, it returns all the time. Every year it comes back. The Isser Gavra returns every year. What? Every day there's an Isser Gavra. So it's never Yesh HaMatirin. The Isser Gavra, what?
It's the product. It's not,
You see, he's saying it's the person, not the product. Like on Yom Kippur, the food is not... The Baruch Hai is not based on that. The Baruch Hai is based on the Rif. See, the Rif learns that Dovash Yeshe Matirin, why isn't it Mutter? Because it doesn't have a Shein Heter. For Heter to be Batal in Isser, you have to have Heter into Isser. Somebody that's Chayzili Surai has a Shein Isser all the time. The Rif, whatever the Lamed is, that's the Rif Shita. That Dovash Yeshe Matirin has to have a Shein Heter. Says Chayzili Surai doesn't have a Shein Heter. So Sameach is answering the Rif with this Mahalach. That the Issa Gavra, it remains an Issa Gavra all the time. And he says, so tomorrow, of course the Baruch Hai said it. He said, Issa Chodesh, Issa Chayzul Yisurai. That's all he said. What? That's what the Chiezer says. That only applies. But look at the riff, it doesn't sound like it, but you're right. At any rate, it's a pulpula. Whether it's satisfying, when you're into the pilpul, it's satisfying. When you step back, it's not so satisfying. That, what? So it never really becomes mutter. The shame isser of Chodesh is always there. If I have Chodesh now that's bottled, it's never really mutter. You can't say Dosh Hashem Atir, that's something that's also forever. The isser Chodesh is on the person forever. Okay. You're not mechuyev to agree with our Sameach Taitcha to Mordechai. But bottom line, the Taz says it's a Dosh Hashem Atirin. And with that, we walk into this Sif Gimel, which is everything really turns on it. Because the other two Heterim are weaker Heterim, and a Ramah's Heter is a stronger Heter. So let's learn the Ramah. It's really a second Cheshbon. I'm going to confuse everyone. Right, let me confuse everyone for a minute. There's a second reason it might not be a Dovash Yeshe Matirin. Okay. Best thing, I'll tell you a story, you'll understand. Okay? If I tell you the love, this is going to be confusing. Maaseh Shehaya, I once went to Eretz Yisrael, and very nice, one of the Talmidim of the Yeshiva picked me up at the airport, and he drove me to Yerushalayim. He says, oh, Yerushalayim is tumbling over a Shiloh. In New York, everyone tumbles over Trump and Hillary, you know. It's Israel, they tumble over Shilas. You know, everyone talks about Shilas, you know. You look at, you know, we're Chutz Lawrence, we can't be like them, right? See, the whole Yerushalayim is tumbling. What happened? Friday night, there was a Sheva Brachis in Zeville. You know, Zeville is a hall they rent. There was a Sheva Brachis. The Kala wanted a light. You know, usually you don't light by the Sheva Brachis. This is Eretz Yisrael. You know, I want a light. The first lechtzin, I'm lighting. So she went into the hall. The tables, the waiter said, you can't light the table. We have to clear the tablecloth. Took a chair, put it on the side, put her lighter on the chair, and lit candles. She lit Shabbos candles. So fine, they had Shabbos candles. They came in Shabbos morning to the day Sheva Brachis, and the waiters had taken the lighter away. And with their candles burned out, they put the lighter away, maybe they were goyim, whatever. And that chair, which is mukta for a whole Shabbos, that chair was mixed in with the other 100, 200 chairs in the hall. You couldn't tell the difference between them. So you have a problem. So someone said it's bottle. One chair in 200 is bottle. So someone else said it's a Dom Shesha Matirin. If the Shabbos is going to be mutter, they have to have the Sheva Brachas without chairs. So all the chairs are mukta. It sounds correct. Sounds correct. She rented it. She rented it. The chair, they can't take away her chair. She rented it for Shabbos. They're not makbid. If they're makbid, she wouldn't be allowed to do it. The owner's makbid. So I was in the car. I told him, oh, the Doide B'Yehuda. He thought I was a genius. He said, yeah, everyone's saying the Doide B'Yehuda, you know. So you don't have to be a genius. Everybody who learns Dovash Yeshe Matirin learns the Doide B'Yehuda. Doide B'Yehuda is in three places. Three different, once in the Tshuvas Doide B'Yehuda, and twice in the Tzlach. Doide B'Yehuda has a great rule for Dovash Yeshe Matirin. I'll tell you his shaila. It's not such a pleasant shaila, but he has the following shaila. A man was marrying a woman, and right before the chuppah, they found out she's pregnant. So what's the problem? The problem is you're not allowed to marry mu'uberes chaveira. If someone is pregnant from someone else, there's an issa to marry mu'uberes chaveira. You have to wait. You have to wait till after the pregnancy, and then she's a minekes chaveira. You have to wait as much as 2 years. You gave me once a big tshuva on this, right? So you have to wait 2 years. So they're going to have to push off the wedding for 2.5 years. So this fellow comes along, and the chassid says, "It's not muberes chaveira. It's muberes me. I'm the one that I was mizan, and I was, and I'm the one who did it." So they were done, if he has nemanis. And how could he know if she's already a woman who's not careful? There's no difference in halach if she's mizana with someone she'll marry later, someone she won't marry later. Is she mizana? So it's a suffix. It's a suffix if it's embarrassment. Because he has an incentive to. If he had come on his own, here they're telling him we're going to push off the wedding 2.5 years. It's embarrassed chaveira. He says, no, don't push off the wedding. No, he has no nemanis here. You mean Eirah de Beis Matz for Rosh? He shouldn't be believed. He should not be believed. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, so the night of Yehuda paskind that it's so. Wait. So the question was: is Safi Darabanan? Safi Darabanan Lakula. Here's a married Muberes Chavera. He's only a Darabanan. Safi Darabanan Lakula. So the night of Yehuda, who it appears didn't like the whole story in the first place, then you say Yehuda says. The Shail says it's a Dov Shir Shabbatirin. What kind of Savi Darabanan Lakula? You wait 2.5 years, marry her 2.5 years from now. It's a Dov Shir Shabbatirin. So on that, the Dov Yehuda says the following very important rule in Dov Shir Shabbatirin. Now listen carefully, you have to chop the point of the Dov Yehuda, and you'll see it applies to numerous cases, including the Sheva Bracha Shail. Dov Yehuda says, you only say Dava Shiesha Mitloy Matirin and something that's consumed, like an egg. You can only eat the egg once. Either you'll eat it today or you'll eat it after Yom Tov. We say, Acha Techlenu Be'isa Techlenu Be'etav. You have no heter to eat it today. You can eat it after Yom Tov. Dava Shiesha Matirin in Shas, in Shulchan Aruch, is only by things that are eaten. You eat it once. Why eat it today? Eat it later. Legabe living with a woman, he says, what are you going to tell her? Instead of marrying her today, marry her in 2.5 years. That's not a Dovah Shesha Matirin. He'll say, I want to be married to her now, and I want to be married to her in 2.5 years. It's not instead. Something that's consumed, instead of eating it today, eat it later. The Yehuda says, what do you say? Instead of living with her now, live with her in 2.5 years. I want to be married to her for these 2.5 years, and I want to be married to her for many years later. That's not Dovah Shir Shabbatirin. You can't say, Acha Techlenu this, Techlenu that. I want to be able to do both. If it's not something that's consumed, that's not called a Dovah Shir Shabbatirin. You hear the chap. The chap is, there's no Acha Techlenu this, Techlenu beheta. Then you have to be a Dovah Shir Shabbatirin. To know all the cases in Shas and all the cases in Shulchan Aruch are all things that are consumed. That's the way it is. So Memela, he says, it's not a Dov Shir Shabbatirin. Getting back to the Sheva Brach is the same thing. We're talking about sitting on a chair. You say, don't sit on the chair now, you sit on the chair after Shabbos. But you want to be able to sit on a chair now, and you want the chair, you can sit on the chair after Shabbos too. It's not consumed, it's not something that's done once. Something that's not done once, there is no rule of Dovah Shir Shabbatirin. This is the Tzlach's rule. The Prima Godim says it on his own as well. And even though they are Chalkim, it's pretty Mekubal, like the Dovah Shir Shabbatirin. Now, a more important application is the Darkei Tshuva in Hilchos Basa Mechalav. You may argue with me, but listen carefully. The Shaila is, what happens if you can't remember if you're 6 hours from the last time you ate fleishiks? Assuming you wait 6 hours. So it happens very often, especially this time of the year. Matzah Shabbos, you make Havdalah. So what time was Marav last night? 5 to 7? Well, 5 to 8. 8:01. So you make Havdalah. And you don't remember, is it 6 hours from the time I ate fleishiks? So what should be? If you're misupik, if it's 6 hours, no, paskin. Safid Rabbanu Lakula. Right, 6 hours is Safid Rabbanu Lakula. You should be allowed to be makel. What's the comeback? Toshir Shabbatirin. Instead of eating now, wait an hour, and then you can for sure eat milachis.
My ice cream will melt by then.
So you put it in the freezer. So, so zok the darkei tshuva. No, it's not a Toshir Shabbatirin. Even though milachis is something you consume, but there's an endless supply of milachis.
Right.
So I want to eat milachis now, and I want to eat milachis in an hour. It's not. There is. You can eat as much milachis as you want. There's always enough milachis to go around. You can always get more milachis, unless you're in a desert island with one piece of milachis. But there's no isser on one item. The isser is on all milachis.
So,
what? But the other eggs are not isser. They're not the other eggs you can eat on Yom Tov. Here, all milachis is asser, and all now, yeah, I agree. You can argue because you are consuming something. But this is the Dakei Tshuva's stretch of the Dodi Yehuda to a case which suffix 6 hours is a painful thing to most people. And that's the Dakei Tshuva's kula. There's no atra techlenu be'isra, techlenu be'atra. The svara of Doshe Shevatirin is, why eat it now with this? So eat it later, behet. That makes sense by an egg that you can eat once. Doesn't make sense by something you can do twice.
So this applies to a cookie, you don't know if it's makhet
or it's makhet. It'd be the same thing, presumably. By all Sufik Drabbanans.
There's no material.
It's material because after 6 hours it will become mutter to you. The cheftzel blei milachik. The thing is, milachik remains milachik.
But trying to be
you want to be mevatel milachiks and other things. You may be right. Suffolk, maybe right in your case. No, you know it's milachiks. You just don't know if you're within 6 hours. That's what I'm talking about. You have an ice cream, it's definitely milachiks. Now, according to this Darkei Tshuva, the same thing should be true here in Dinei Chadash. By Dinei Chadash, the Taz is tiny. It's a Dovah Sheshe Matirin. That why eat it now with Safed Rabbanu Lakula? Or Bebitl? If you can eat it later, after the Omer, and then you'll eat it Beheter. But also, there's an endless supply of wheat. There's an endless supply of baked goods. You can always get more baked goods. So according to the Noda Yehuda, at least the way the Dakei Tshuva understands it, it's not a Dovah Sheshe Matirin. I want to eat it today, and I want to eat it later. Now, you're going to tell me why you're coming with a Svara against the Taz and the Pri Chadash and Arsameh. Everyone doesn't say this. The answer is, we're going to learn a Ramah in a minute, who apparently does not hold it to Dovah Sheshe Matirin. What about for the ice cream cone? This particular item, you can say the same thing.
But it's
on you that decided. By milachiks to say, I'm not sure if I'm 6 hours of inflation. I look at an ice cream cone.
No,
look at the chadash. So, but looking at the chadash, same as looking at the ice cream cone. I look at the ice cream cone and I say, I should have to wait 6 hours. Look, I can't chew it out.
After 6 hours,
I'll be able to eat the ice cream cone for sure. But I say, but you have more ice cream cones. So, chadash. If you agree with the Dakei Tshuva,
but you have non chodesh items that you could eat, like the egg.
So you have a non milchik ice cream you can eat.
But
that's not the point. The point is,
I can have the same Danish.
Yeah, I got Danish.
If you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
What's the same thing with the egg?
What?
The egg is the same thing.
What do you mean it's the same thing? I have no. My time is this egg. I can only eat once. That's all. You don't eat. You have a choice. Either you won't eat eggs now, or you won't eat eggs after. It's the only egg in the world. Either you won't eat eggs now, or you won't eat eggs later. So better don't eat eggs now. Eat eggs later. It'll be a tie of a chametz too. Obviously, everyone who talked about it short here obviously doesn't hold. You might hold it the night of Yehuda, but not the Dakei Tshuva stretch of the night of Yehuda. no, it's a machlokes. If chametz is a gavra, if it's a chefza, it's a machlokes rishonim. If it's called shein iser before Pesach or only on Pesach, it's machlokes rishonim. If before Pesach is bottle. Okay, it's a tangent on a tangent. So let's stay with one or two tangents. Let's learn the Rabbah's Hetter. We can't leave without learning the Rabbah's Hetter.
What about pregnant Colin? Is that today? Is they using
other
today?
Baruch Hashem, it never happened yet in my experience. That under the chuppah you find out she's pregnant. Yeah. It hasn't yours, okay. Yeah. We come from different families, let me tell you.
Is there anyone that disagrees with this cloud of the notion of Yehuda?
I understand. There are those who disagree. There are those who disagree, but I think that I'd be who did.
If there was nobody who disagreed, then it would be.
Let's learn Sif Gimel. You gotta move it to get there. Sif Gimel. We have to learn the Mechaber before the Ramah. So contain your excitement for a minute. No one knows your name, Mark. No one knows. Siv Gimel Tvua Shalai Yishrisha Kaidim Letesayim Benissen Asura Ad Shiyave Ha'imer Haba. Any Tvua that has not taken root until the 16th of Nisan is included in this Isser, even though it was planted. If it has not taken root, it's included in this Isser until the next Omer. The Shach says it's got to be planted 3 days in order to know that it took root. You need Shloisha Yamim for Hashrasha. That's what it says in Shach Beis. The Shach later wrote a Hagah on his own Shach. In the Kudas HaKesef, the Shach says, I was quoting a Chumash Hadeshin. Chumash Hadeshin says a taka. Chumash Hadeshin says 3 days. He says, but it's a mistake. It's a machloikis in the Gemara. If Ashrasha, if taking root, is 3 days, or the Mandiyama 2 weeks, and there's a Mandiyama Shloishim Yayim. So, and we pask in 2 weeks. By Arla, we said by Dine Arla, that it takes 2 weeks for Ashrasha. You plant something 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't count as a year. You need 2 weeks. So since you need 2 weeks, I made a mistake. Dogum Ravav on the bottom also says the Shach made a mistake. He's saying 3 days. We passed in like the other man, the armor there in the Gemara, and you need 2 weeks. It's a tmiya on the Trumas Hadeshim. A subcipher has two tshuvas. The Pischei Tshuva, he sends you to the Chassam Sofer now. He has three Mara Mekaymis in Pischei Tshuva. Hey, two are correct. Simin Kof and Simin Resh Pei Dalet. I looked up. Resh Pei Vav. Oh, it says here Resh Pei Vav. I think I checked Resh Pei Zayin. This is probably also correct. Anyway, the Chassam Sofer says something gewaldic. Listen to what he says. He says it takes 2 weeks to take root. What are you talking about? Plant a seed and take a look. It take 2 weeks, 30 days to take root. By 30 days, it's coming out of the ground already. What's going on in the Gemara? He says, oh, I see it takes root in 3 days. What's going on? He says the following. He says, L'chumra, by Arla, it's L'chumra. We say that if for some reason there's something wrong and it doesn't take root normally within 3 days, if the earth is very dry or the seed is very hard, and if it doesn't sprout within 3 days, it could take up to 2 weeks, according to Waman the Yomer. I think it's Rameyu who says Shloshim Yayim, Rameyu Chayshel Miyuta. So some say 30 days. L'chumra, we're worried, it takes 2 weeks, it takes 30 days. It's true. But typically, within 3 days, Hakel Moedim, typically it takes root. So by Arla, we're Machmed 2 weeks. Gemara Paskins, Shulchanar Paskins, 2 weeks. But here, when we're talking about taking root and becoming mutter before Tezayin Nissen by Chodosh, it says by Chodosh, we're makel that it was planted more than 3 days earlier, we're makel that it took root, because by Chodosh, all the reasons we have were more makel than by Arlo. So he's Mekayim, this din, that 3 days is enough. I don't know if it's a big difference. Those who go to the farmers and try to establish the date for planting have to know this. The Aruch HaShulchan, I think, says a similar thing, that the 2 weeks is a chumrah by Arla, it's not a halacha by Chadar. So we remain, apparently, with the 3 days. All right, that's not the kula I was talking about. The kula is the Ramah. Look at the Ramah.
Because the
Metzias, it takes, by Zeraidim only, yeah, by Yimon HaSistus. Zok the Ramah. We, those of us who are Mekel on Chadash and Azedis that were Mekel, were Soymech on the following Ramah. Mekomakim, call Stam Tvua. Stam, you go to a store and you buy a wheat product. Shari La'achar HaPesach. It's Mutter. He means, he doesn't mean after the Yomer. He means even if it took root after Pesach. Mikayach Svek Sveka. I have, says the Ramah, a double suffix. Now listen carefully to the Svek Sveka. You go to the store, you buy flour, or you buy a baked good. Suffik number one, Suffik he Mishana Shavra. It might be old flour. It might be flour from last year. In which case, last year's Omer was Matir. V'tivtza loyma Mishana Zu, even if it's this year's crop. Dilma Nishra Shakaidim Omer, even if it's this year's crop, maybe it took root before the Eimer. So you have a Svek Sveka. It might be last year's flour. Flour stays a very long time. Wheat stays a very long time. Or it might be this year's flour and it took root before the Eimer. So you have a Svek Sveka. You have a Svek Sveka to be Mekel. Pesach. It's spelled wrong in our Shulchan Aruch. Lachar Pesach. You have to suffer a Sabbath. Okay, it should be a Sabbath. Minet Fush, Shazer, Vaday Lachar Pesach. We may talk about this last time, spelt or barley, which we know. Unless there are imports, means you're allowed, the country allows imports. Then it's mut. So therefore, you can be mekel if, in fact, b'mitzias you have the svek sveka, v'chei b'zman sh'yemais ha'chayif t'mshach l'achar ha'pesach, in a time where Pesach is very early, and the winter goes till after Pesach, u'b'chol ha'gol l'ahu z'ayrin l'achar Pesach, d'varim n'skarim, and these things are planted after Pesach, yesh l'achmir, v'lachish min ha'stam, listen to this, aval ein l'hoireis l'achayrim, don't tell this chumra to other people, b'makim sh'roim sh'tiyasan, v'achilasan meminim elu, the place where they drink things that are made from wheat, or they eat minim elu kidmutem shirshayim v'ayum azidim. It's very clear that the minig in Ashkenaz was always to be mekel. So he has this svek sveka. So the question is, what? Question is, what's wrong with the svek sveka? If it can be determined with the vadois. And it's highly debated whether the determinations they make are a vade determination. Although, it also depends if by svek sveka you need a suffek hashakol. We say, Lamaisa, Yeshua says you don't need a suffek hashakol, only in one. The first taina is what Dr. Hamawi tainted. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a taina. Mekaya svek sveka. B'tshuvas mutzel me'esh tama. Hashem oynis charhu. What is shem oynis charhu? So I have to tell you. The source of most halachas of svek sveka are ksuvis daftesa min aleph. As you may remember, ksuvis daftesa min aleph, it talks about a woman who gets married, and we find out that she was mizana before the marriage. So we say, if her husband's a Yisrael, she's mutter, because of a svek sveka. Maybe she was mizana before the Kiddushin. Remember, in those days they did Kiddushin. And up to a year later, they had the chuppah. So that's a svek sveka. Maybe she was mizana before the Kiddushin, in which case she's mutter to her husband. Maybe she was mizana after the Kiddushin, in which case she's awesome. Even if she was mizana afterwards, maybe it was bainus. And if it's bainus, then it's vayta mutter to Yisrael. It's a svek sveka. The Gemara says, unless she was they were makabel kedushin before she was 3 years old. Chusim ibas gimel. Says no suffik, it wasn't tachtav, because the bia before 3 the psulim go back. So if you only have a suffik oinis, so then she's asur labayla. That's what it says in the Gemara. If I only have one suffik oinis, she's asur labayla. Okay, that's the Gemara. Comes along Taisvis. Tais says no, it's still a svek sveika. Why? She was a kabbal kedushin. Her father was mekadesha when she was less than 3. Now she's getting married. She's 18. She's getting married. So Taisvis have 2 svekas. One, if she was ba'inis or baratzen. Number 2, even if she agreed, maybe this nus was before her bas mitzvah, which was a katana. We have a rule, pitoi katana einisu. If someone talks a katana into his nus and she's baratzen, that's not a real ratzen. Katana, you bribe her with some candies or something and she agrees. Pitoi katana einisu. So it's a svek svek. Maybe ba'inis, maybe baratzen. Even if it was baratzen, maybe the ratzen was when she was a katana, and their pitoi katana is an einis, so it should be a svek svek. And for Taisvis, Shem Aynis Charu, that's not 2 sveikas, that's 1 suffik. Was it Ba'aynis? It could be it was Ba'aynis when she was a Gedaila. It could be when she was a Ketana, where Pito is also an Aynis. You can't make 2 sveikas if the 2 sveikas are the same thing. So if Rabbi Kiva Eger, the same thing here. What's the Ramos Svek Sveika? Maybe it's last year's crop,
and maybe
it's this year's crop. Maybe it's last year's crop, and the last year's Aymo was Matir. Maybe it's this year's crop and it took root before Pesach. It's the same heter. Is it Chadosh or is it Yashan? It's all one Shem, Yashan, Charu. It's one Shaila. Is it Chadosh or is it Yashan? It's all the same suffix. This is Rabbi Kivega's Kasha on this Ramah, and it seems to be a very serious Kasha. Everything is better. We're talking now about somebody who wants to go into the store and have pizza. Okay, you have eitzes. I know. I'm not talking about eitzes. I'm talking now, right now, about what to do. If you have enough refrigerator storage, you can buy it. It's good to be machmer. We're talking now the Ramos Heter. Okay, it's good to be machmer, but we're talking about the Ramos Heter. I'm not talking about the Bach Seder. I'm talking about the Svek Sveika. I don't want to get that.
He's asking about the history. Why were the Shalaisim
Maple living there the nicer? They couldn't store it. Because the refrigerators in the 1400s were useless because there was no place to plug it in. Well, you're doing a refrigerator in the 1400s. There were no outlets. The answer to Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, it says here in the Aruch HaShulchan, and it's based on one of the Klolei Svek Sveika. One of the Klolei Svek Sveika is you don't say Shem Oynes Charu if there's a nafkamina and halacha between the 2 sveikas. If there's even a small nafkamina between the 2, then we separate the 2 sveikas. Is there any nafkamina? It's after Pesach, and I'm eating something. Is there any difference if this flour was from 2016 before Pesach or 2017 before Pesach? There is no difference. What's a nafkamina? So after Aruch HaShulchan, there is a nafkamina. He says the flour from 2017 before Pesach, I'm allowed to use for the Karban Omer of this year. The flour of last year, I'm not allowed to use for the Karban Omer. When I have to go cut wheat for an Omer, 2016 barley for the 2016, that's no good. That's not eligible. The 2017 is eligible. I hear the time. Hold on 1 second. So he says there's enough gamina, so it's a good svek sveka. That's what he says. Now you have a good time. It should only be on the Omer, the makir of the Omer, the Omer barley. The site is barley. There are 2 karbonis of barley. Yeah. Okay.
We went from karbon omer to the lechem. We went from
Yeah, but the carbon has to be usable for the karbon omer. What?
Shtei Alechem is not.
That's just a great. Obviously, it's enough Kamina for Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is still Shavuos, though. But it's still eligible for the Shtei Alechem. Okay, you say it's eligible for Shtei Alechem. Yeah, but once you have one half Kamina, then you're right. Okay, that's what he says here. Now, I looked at Simin Kuf Yud, Hilchas Svek Sveika. There's a long Aruch HaShulchan from Beis Kuf Chav Beis to Kuf Chav Hei. He brings four or five different kashas on this din of Kulachad HaSveika, and he says the following rule. It's a Lamdisha rule you have to follow carefully. He says there are two types of Svek Sveika. A typical Svek Sveika, you have a problem, you have a Reyesa. You have a woman, she gets married, and she's a Bula. There's a Reyesa in front of you. You have a Reyesa, you have a Shaila. So you have to be done, Svek Sveika. If it's Kulachad the Sveika, it doesn't work. That's only in cases where there's a Reyesa, there's a problem in front of you. If you're going in the first place, you have wheat. There's no reason to think it's this wheat, that wheat, or a third wheat. You have no idea. You're sitting down to be done, what he calls the Tzadeh HaSafik. You wonder how many Tzadim are there that it's Mutter. It's not that you need a Matir. It's that you're being done on the Shaila in the first place. There is no Reyesa. When you're being done on a Shaila in the first place, he says, there's no such thing as Shema and Eschadu. You're done all the possibilities. There's one possibility like this, one possibility like that. When you're being done possibilities without a Reyesa, then there's no din of Hilchas Svek Svek, of Shema and Eschadu. And percentage of odds in tzedadim of being muta, not in amount of flour, but in the tzedadim of being muta, he says that that's not this din. He brings another example. Yeah, there's a Trumas Hadeshen. Someone buys an animal, and he doesn't know if it ever gave birth before. He buys a cow. He's bought in the market. He doesn't know if it ever gave birth. And now it gives birth. If a male is born first, it's a bechar. Why happens you have a bechar bisman hazeh? You're stuck. Having a bechar bisman hazeh is very bad. It's kudshin. You're not allowed to work with it. You're not allowed to use it for its milk, for its wool, for anything. And you have to feed it. You have to feed it. You're not allowed to. It's eichel v'nei aisa. All it is, it gets supported. So, it's a zach, you don't have to worry about the milk. That's true, the milk. But anyway, it's a so normally what farmers do is that they have an animal that's going to give birth. They sell it to a guy. That's what we do. If a person, as a matter of fact, Chazal made a takana. If you have a bechar, you're not allowed to give it to a kayin, because people started giving it to the kayin they hated the most. Because you get stuck with it. You're stuck with it. Yeah. So Chazal made a takana. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you can't. The kayin's not mechuyev to take it, even though it's a mitzvah. Yeah, Chazal. So there, the Trumas Hadeshen has a shaila. Someone bought an animal. Doesn't know if it gave birth. And now it gave birth to twins, a male and a female. He doesn't know if the male was the Bechar, in which case it's a Bechar, or if the female was born first, in which case the male is Mutter. So Trumas Hadeshet says, Svek Sveika. Maybe the animal gave birth before I bought it. And even if the animal did give birth before I bought it, maybe now it gave birth to the Nekeva first. Svek Sveika. It's all one suffix. Is the male a bechar? So Aruch HaShulchan says this rule. That when there's a reyesa, when something that shouldn't happen happens, then a reyesa, you have to be done al suffix deraisa, so a svek svek deraisa. But if there's no reyesa, just you're being done, you have an animal, you want being done. You're done tzedadeh ha-suffix. That's different. That's not called Svek Sveika. It's called you're being down all the possibilities. You have right to do them later, and it's mutter.
Then you really have two Svekas. One is the subject on the
bottle,
one is the
subject
on the kid.
All right. Is that a problem? No. I mean, it's better. Yeah, there's no nafkamina lagabi the mother. It's only a nafkamina lagabi this male. It's right. It's only a nafkamina lagabi this animal that was born, this calf. It comes from two different places. I understand. Okay. Dr. Shulchan, though, is saying, he's comparing it to that one case. You're saying a difference. He's comparing it. He's saying that'll answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha.
It's a direction now, put it into the
kasha. It's a sveka. You have right to dadam laheter. Of all the possibilities, right, he's calling that right to dadam laheter. He's not calling it sveka, he's calling it right to dadam. You can argue it's the same thing. But that's it. Okay, that's not Kavod Stadim. It's not expressed as different Stadim. Either way, the suffix is the Ayma Matir. Here, the Shaila is whether the 2016 Ayma was Matir or 2017. It's the way you're expressing it. Look, these Terutzim are Terutzim. They're not so Geschmack. And the Kasha is stronger than the Terutzim. But Lamais, it's a Ramah. The Ramah held of one Terutz or another. The Ramah held of a Terutz. There's another Kasha that the Shach asks. That's the Dosh Shem Atirin. Svek Sveka by Dosh Shem Atirin. So, that's the second Kasha. Notice there are two problems with the Svek Sveka. Rabbi Ki Vegas Kasha that Kulacha the Sveka. And the Shach's Kasha that it's a Dosh Shem Atirin. On the Shach's Kasha, I want to make a beeline straight to Mishnah Berurah. There's a lot of tumult, including in Simen Kuf Yud, whether by a Dovash Yesh Lematirin we say Svek Sveka is Mutter. Okay, you follow? Dovash Yesh Lematirin, but do you say Svek Sveka is Mutter? There's a tumult. The Ramah says B'mokim Hefsid. The Mishnah Berurah talks about it in Hilchas Yantif. It's Simen Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Hay. He's talking about the egg that was born on Yom Tif. You have an egg that was laid on Yom Tif, and the case here is you don't know. You come to the nest and you find an egg, and you don't know, was this egg laid before Yom Tif or on Yom Tif? What's it in? Don't you find an egg? Don't you find an egg? It's aser. So that says in Shulchan Aruch. Safik no to be yantar v'chayel, aser. Safik is aser. No machlaikis, that's the Gemara. Davishay Shabbatim. Zakta Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nehei. Listen to this. Im nisarva ba'acheres. You hear the case? The egg was laid. Safik before Yom Tov, Safik after. Now it fell into another taruvais. Yesh deyos bein apoiskim in gambazeh amrinon eina b'teila. Mishnah Davidashay Shabbatim. Now it's a svek sveka. One safik, if it was laid before Yantif or on Yantif, safik echa begufai, the safik echa betaruvis, and the other in the mixture, which is a svek sveka. Mitzadei da magin avram lahachmir, magaron says svek sveka da shemitirin his aser, v'yesh machreinim shechokin alam, svirin kimishu milsad rabbana, kedayim amakilim lismach aleim lahakul, afilin sarviz a safik ha betrei batal, v'makim hefsid yeshus machalayim. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? He's saying a svek svek of a dosh yeshem etirin you can be mekel when only by nisa derabana. Not if chadash is nisa deraisa, it's not a kula. It doesn't help us. So therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's really not what to rely on. The shas kasha dosh yeshem etirin is a shtaka kasha, unless you come to our terutzim, the Mardechai, or the Nidah Behuda with the Daki Tshuva, you have to come on to one of those terutzim. Now, chap, what's going on? The Ramah says a kula. We have two kashas. One kasha doshesh ha-metirin. One kasha kula chadisveka. To be mekel, you have to have terutzim to both. You have terutzim to one and not the other, it's not enough. You have to answer, it's not doshesh ha-metirin. It's not kula chadisveka. And then you have one to rely on. So it turns out that this Ramah's kula by itself is a kula that has a lot of difficulties with it. Lamaisa, this is what Klal Yisrael, Bnei Ashkenaz, Bnei Sfarad were machmir on Chodesh throughout the generations. But the Bnei Ashkenaz, this is what Bnei Ashkenaz was Seimachad, and because of the difficulty. And those who are Mekel, Amit Sarif, the back center, the Tazis Heter of Savta Bar Lakula, even if it's one Safik, it could be Zerubanim Isman Azeh. These kulis are kulis that, taken together, alright, is what to rely on. I don't know what he wrote. Ramosha in his house was Machbir, I told you, on pasta. He used to buy pasta before this man and used to put it away. But on bread and cake, he wasn't machmir. I'm sure he said something. I never heard him say anything. So I don't know, but I know he was makel. I mentioned Rabbi Herman started, he bothered him, Rav Moshe was makel. So they used to send Rav Moshe challahs Erev Shabbos from Schick's Bakery, which was the first bakery that was all Chadash. And they used to send them challahs every Erev Shabbos. All Yashan challahs. So, I don't know. I didn't ask him. He's makel these three things together, I assume. That's why we're makel. You can ask whoever you want and report back to us. I'll be very, very happy. Don't ask Rav David because you're not going to, I think he's gonna, not going to want to answer. He doesn't like answering things that there's a tumult about, right? He's very reluctant to answer any such things. But I know they came. I was with Rav David on an unrelated topic. This Chodesh Av, they came to him about the Sheitloch today, that they look like real Sheit, they look like real here, they should be Yasser. David said, no, everyone can tell the Sheitloch. I said, you can't tell. He said, everyone can tell the Sheitloch. Whatever they tell, they repeat, everyone can tell the Sheitloch. You don't want to get involved in this. So everyone can tell, you can tell. That's all. So I don't think he wants to be quoted on it either, but anyway, this is the long and short. Let's learn Siftalin and Hay. What? Anyway, let's learn Siftalin and Hay. In the great excitement of all the Paiskim to deal with Chodesh Bizman Azeh, they, for the most part, ignored that Siftalin and Hay appear to be Saiser each other. And Aruch HaShulchan mentions it, but everyone was caught up with the Sim. It seems like no one spent time on it. The Sif Dalet, the question is, if you have wheat, that the Omer passed, it's mutter wheat, right? It's wheat that grew, and the Omer passed, and now I plant that wheat, which is already heter. So it says in Sif Dalet, Shvua Shenizra Achara Omer. Tvua that was planted after the Omer, V'katzra V'zara, U'bishas Ha'omer Ha'isa Tachas HaKarka. Okay, that's not exactly the way I said it. You have wheat, and you plant the wheat, and now Pesach passes. That kernel should be mutter with this Omer. It didn't take root yet. You want to pull up the wheat and eat it? Osir. Once you plant the wheat, it's not wheat anymore. Once you plant the wheat, it's a seed, and seeds, the Omer is not matter. That's Sivdal. Sivhei, Shibayla Shavi Eshlish Kaidema Omer. Shibaylas that already grew a shlish before the aymer, va'okra achara aymer, and this is a case where it was already mutter, v'chaz of ishlasla, and now you planted it, v'isifa hatesefes, and the what grew, something grew from it, additional, oisar hayakashohater, the seed that's planted becomes osir because something grew, and there was a hisafa to what grew, so it asses the seed. So this seems to contradict Sivdal. In Sivdal, it says, once you plant it, it's not wheat anymore. It's a seed, and the Omer is not matir. Sivhei says, when you plant it, it only becomes Aser if it's Maisif, if it continues to grow, the Tesefes Asers the seed. Seems to be something of a difference between the two. It could be the differences in Sivdal, it's a seed that you planted. Sivhei, it's shasla. Shasla means you shasila is when you take the young plant and you replant it. So it may be that a seed that you put in the ground, wheat you put in the ground becomes a seed. It's not wheat anymore. But shenkei, something that you replant, it needs a hisaf. This is the din. I want to read to you, I'm sorry, just because it's late, one last from the OU regarding Yashan. There appears to be a very interesting shaila regarding the mills. When they go to, a mill is used for all wheat. A mill is not related to any achsherim. The mill is used for any wheat. And now they come in and we want to use the mill for exclusively yashan wheat. How do you clean out the mill? You know what flour is like. I mean, you don't know. Flour gets everywhere. Flour is tiny. It gets everywhere. How do you clean it out? So I'm quoting from the OU, a booklet on the topic. He says, ideally, he says to wash it out with water. The best method to clean the equipment is having a wet wash. The problem is that the flour milling companies rarely wet wash the equipment for very obvious reasons. You know, flour you can clean out. You know, the worst thing to do is like someone gets a little soap, you spill a little liquid soap on your clothing, and you make the mistake of adding water to clean it. You know, so when you add water to soap, you get a lot of soap, right? You have to clean it with something dry. So he says, they don't want to do it. So they say, Rabbi Belsky, senior rabbinic halacha consultant in the OU, devised the following procedure for doing it. He says, prior to the arrival of the Chodesh wheat, the Yashar wheat is sealed in its own bins, and the rabbinic field representative would release the Yashar wheat for the Yashar run. And then he has to be careful that it doesn't get mixed. That's okay. The equipment is cleaned by flushing it with Yashar flour and labeling the first pallet as Chodesh. In other words, what they're doing is they're taking the mill and they're putting in a run, I don't know how much wheat is a run, but a run of Yashar wheat, and hoping that that wheat will catch all the Chodesh flour that's there and mix it in. The subsequent pallets would be labeled Yashar. The RFR, the rabbinical field representative, Mashgiach, on site, is on site to confirm that the flush is labeled as Chodesh. Rabbi Belsky felt this method would sufficiently remove the Chodesh and overcome the principle of Dovah Sheshem Atirin. This is what we're talking about. Because in a mixture, it's going to be bottled. Flour on flour is Mimbimina. It'll be bottled. Rabbi Shechter, senior rabbinic halach consult the OU, also felt, now here's the chab, there's a limit to Issa Mashahu. There's a limit to Issa Mashahu. Because we learn Issa Mashahu, literally it means that if you have Mamisha Mashahu, in 100 tons, and you have one kernel of one drop of flour, it's a mashu. So Rabbi Shechter said there's a limit to mashu. He argues that if a drop of chametz fell into a reservoir, the water could still be used on Pesach. Similarly, the minuscule amount of chodesh that could be left would not prohibit the use of the yashan flour. It's a very interesting shaila. When Chazal said issa mashu, did they mean mamish mashu? If someone were to throw a drop of flour into the reservoir, would all our water be usur, a whole Pesach? Because Davos Shishem Atir. What? You could ask Davos Shishem with a Maisa, remember? Machshava you can, with a Maisa you could. So you could ask him. With a Maisa you could ask Davos Shishem, right? If someone shecht someone else's animal, Shem Avay Nazariyat. In Metzias, the truth is, even if a monkey throws it in, the wind throws it in, it's also usur b'mashu. It is. So it's an interesting thing. In Eretz Yisrael, there are those that will not use the Kinneret water on Pesach. What they do, halach is, chametz on Pesach is bottled b'mashu, is bottled b'shishim before Pesach. On Pesach, it's also b'mashu. You know, people that won't use the Kinneret, people go fishing there, they can put in chametz, and they fill up tanks of water before Pesach so that they don't have to use. The poshup shot is mashu, that there's no shir to mashu. The logic that mashu has its limits is the argument. I guess that's what they're relying on here when they flush it out with the flour. There could be a mashu of old flour still there, but there's a limit to how far you have to be chayshish. All right, chametz from Pesach is one thing. By chodosh, we have all these other coolists anyway, so certainly it's something that we can be mitzarev to be mekel. Okay, well, we'll learn next week. I'll keep you in suspense. I have to let your government know. But we'll move on to do all of this. Yerodea Gimel, yeah. We're going to try to finish Yerodea Gimel as much as we can.